This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2031. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded April 23rd, Antarctica, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Bougainville, Bulgaria, China, Congo DR, Cuba, Denmark, Equatorial Guinea, Greece, Indonesia, Iran, Italy, Japan, Korea South, Madagascar, Malaysia, Mexico, Mongolia, New Zealand, Nigeria, North America, Sao Tome, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, Tinia, Turkey, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, I've not been feeling very well this week, although, as far as I can tell, my symptoms do not imply you know what. As you may be able to tell by my voice, if I'm not feeling better by next week, it may be necessary for our affiliates to play this edition one additional week. LRA 36 Antarctica carried out another of its special broadcasts upon short notice. Manuel Mendez in Spain hears about them and lets us know. This was April 17th, starting at 1400 UT, the occasion being the Fundación Instituto Antártico Argentino. I got a barely audible carrier on 15475.97, direct over the mostly seawater path, and was able to listen to at least the last half of it via remote receiver in Brazil. The signal there faded up quite a bit better than it had been at 1543 UT for some reason, and I kept with it until they went off at 1617. For a while, the external service of Bangladesh Betar had been carried on their domestic service frequency, 4750. But on April 20th and 22nd, Ron Howard in Asilomar State Beach, California, was hearing the domestic or home service again on that frequency, April 20th from 1226 to 1229, including a call to prayer. And there was no English at 1230, which would have been the external service. This may have been influenced by the imminent beginning of the month of Ramadan. The frequency is a mess, he says, not only Bangladesh, but China and Indonesia on almost the same frequency. And then on April 22nd, he was hearing Bangladesh Betar 4750 from 1137 with the home service. It used to sign on at 1229 with the external service. Once again, the Maghrib prayer to start. He says the home service will probably be here throughout Ramadan. Ron Hart also says it's been a while since I last heard Bhutan on 6035. But April 19th from 1042, there was BBS until blocked by a startup at 1145, a PBS Yunnan or FM 99. He says it started well below threshold level, but worked its way up to above threshold audio, but still unreadable. He made out a few words of English with the usual format of pop songs in English, and was on the air later than usual. As I believe mentioned before, NBC Bougainville had been missing from 3325 for a while, but Ron Howard says it was back on April 20th, heard from 1130 till cutoff at 1159. They preempted regular programs to provide nonstop COVID-19 coverage in Pidgin, well above normal reception, and on that date, no Voice of Indonesia interference, as they only had the carrier with no audio. Ivo Ivanov on the Bulgarian DX blog has word from Jeff White, chairman of HFCC, that their coordination conference scheduled for Sofia, Bulgaria, 24 to 28 August, due to the ongoing virus situation, is not yet definite, so people should not make any travel bookings. They are to decide on whether to go on with it at a meeting June 10th. Philby reports, trying to listen to the Kiwi SDR in Shenzhen, China, to 9275. There is a black bar blocking the frequency, 9275, at 1335 UT. So is that censorship against FEBC in Chinese? Probably not, says Wolfgang Buschel. There's also near that frequency something from Taiwan. In fact, a numbers station on 9276, presumably what's being jammed, but this is the first we've heard of Kiwi SDRs actually being programmed to block certain frequencies for political purposes. And Max Heidel, KJ4WNA in Houston, replies, seems plausible. Everything online there in China has to be registered to a person who is then responsible for its use and content. On the other hand, on April 22nd and 23rd, I was hearing Chinese on 15110, until abruptly off at 15 UT. I assume that was a CNR-1 jammer against Voice of America in Chinese, scheduled at 14 UT only via Philippines. On April 23rd, it was the strongest signal on the band, but nothing else like it above or below that frequency. Dan Robinson is in personal contact with Richard McDonald and Barbara Smith of Radio Kahuzi in the Congo DR, 6210 variable. On April 19th, they were explaining how they're having electric supply problems. It's quite unreliable. Radio Kahuzi is, of course, a missionary station. They also say the governor announced UNICEF and he are hoping to begin distance education during the virus closed down of the schools. But we seem to be left out of the planning and the program, though we are the only radio that can reach all the 8 territories and local schools. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. Whenever they are running 2 very strong transmitters on 13700 and 13780, they produce leapfrog mixing products, another 80 kilohertz either side. Just before 14 UT, both on April 19th and 20th, I could detect these on 13620 and 13860. But none of the extremely distorted and strong spur blobs coming out of 13700 alone, which we have heard previously many times in the mornings. Instead, exactly the same thing was happening in our afternoon, April 21st, at 2140 UT on the 19-meter band. These are coming out of the 15370 transmitter at intervals of approximately 65 kilohertz above and below, ranging all the way from 15110 to 15632. The closer one, stronger, of course, 15436 and 15304. Quite fortunately, none of these happened to collide with any legitimate users of the almost vacant 19-meter band. As mentioned last week, the low-power private shortwave station in Denmark, World Music Radio, resumed broadcasting on 15805, weekends only, Saturdays and Sundays, from 07 to 20 UT. I've not been able to hear it direct, not surprisingly, in deep North America, but I brought up some web receivers in Europe. One in Rome, Italy, was picking it up April 19th at 15:21. However, tuning in upper sideband or lower sideband, I found there was extreme distortion from an unstable carrier, and it was unusable. Stig Hartvig Nielsen in Denmark of WMR acknowledges that there are problems with the modulation, and that is why he asked the Xers to utilize AM and not SSB when listening to WMR. He says he's not going to fix it as long as it sounds okay in AM and provides some YouTube clips to prove it. And he adds, if everything goes well, WMR will be returning to 5840 kHz with a new and stronger transmitter of 500 watts from a new site near Bramming, Denmark, within the next 2 weeks. That means by the end of April. And that will be on the air 24/7. Ron Howard in California, Manuel Mendez in Spain, and I have been keeping track of Equatorial Guinea, Radio Nacional, on 5005. Ron says it was missing again, been checked in their mornings, on April 16th, 17th, and 18th, but we were all hearing it again as of April 19th. Manuel Mendez says he heard it at 0515 UT on that date, and it opened at about 535 on April 20th. He also hears it in the evening, 1745 Seinhof. Greece, Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, I continue to enjoy listening to ERT's Proto Programma, or Program 1 Relay, on 9420 Voice of Greece, most afternoons and evenings, although apparently not on today, 19 April. In particular, Musical Choices by Elena Maraca, whom we never hear but who selects the recordings, is very nice. They announced during the program it features jazz, blues, soul, funk, and Latin, with multinational music selections, including some songs with lyrics in English. As for missing on Sundays, I think they are always silent on Sundays into UT Mondays. Ron Howard reports on Voice of Indonesia, which is irregular on 3325, the same frequency as Bougainville. He says on April 21st he was hearing it at 1309 via the Palangkaraya transmitter, a day with good reception, meaning the audio level was very readable. Most of the segments dealing with Indonesian women, including Today in History. Also audible in parallel, 50 hertz below 4750 via the Jumangas Jakarta site. As usual for Ramadan, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is adding some more transmissions for that holy month, late at night or early in the morning, for regions nearby. Ivanov found their registrations as follows. Midnight 23 to 0120, 6160 in Turkish. 1953 to 0320, 7295 in Azeri, 2123 to 2250, 6110 in Tajik, and 2253 to 2350, 7325 in Kurdish. The trouble is, the dates for this, according to HFCC registrations, are May 25th to June 25th. They apparently are confused about the true dates of Ramadan, approximately 1 month starting, give or take a day, April 24th. Ramadan will also likely affect shortwave transmissions from some other Islamic countries. The Utrente SDR in Holland has its antenna repaired and back in business. I tuned in early, before the World of Radio broadcast via IRRS, Monday, April 20th at 1800 on 7290, when I was expecting to hear another episode of Steve Bannon's War Room Pandemic on IRRS. But instead I was hearing Russian. That turned out to be Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, as scheduled in Russian, until 1750. But instead of switching to 5925 for the following broadcast, as announced and scheduled in Italian, at 1753 they kept on going on 7290, interfering with IRRS and World of Radio probably until their end of their Italian broadcast around 1820. So IRRS did cut on at 18 UT instead of 17. Alfredo Cotroneo explains, no more War Room Pandemic. They ran out of funds, apparently, or something. That means there are two other broadcasts of War Room Pandemic which have been deleted. By the way, the IRRS schedule shows the 7290 broadcasts are also in parallel on medium wave 594, Cooling World of Radio. That must be the 2-kilowatt Challenger radio in Villa Estense, really in Italy. More reports of NHK World Radio Japan inserting news in English within broadcasts scheduled in other languages, apparently caused by the pandemic, from Ivo Ivanov, Observer in Bulgaria, such as at 14:30 to 15 in Farsi via France on 13680, included news in English between 14:32 and 14:45 on April 17th. The Indonesian service, 11:15 to 11:45 via UAE on 17820, on April 18th included news in English at 11:16 to 11:25. Same thing exactly 2 hours later on 13865. Then the French broadcast at 05:30 to 06 via France on 11730 had news in English from 5:32 to 5:45 on April 22nd. And one more, the Arabic broadcast at 06 to 6:30 on 11975 via France had its news in English at 0602 to 6:14. Say this may also apply to the Spanish broadcast, which is well heard in North America, inadvertently bringing English back to us. It's at 04 to 4:30 UT on 5985 WRMI and 6195 WHRI. Via Internet, Satellite, FM, AM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2031, a non-commercial program, also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Many thanks this week for financial support from Dan Sheedy in California, who sent a generous check to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Ron Howard's update as of Monday, April 20th, to the jump-around frequencies of South Korean clandestines to the north. Strangely enough, there were no changes from the previous week for Voice of the People, but there were changes, as observed at 0953, from the other one, Echo of Hope, VOH, 3990, 4885, 6000, 6250, 6355, and 9100. The third one, Voice of Freedom, was well received on 5920 with no jamming, which was also gone from the previous frequency, 6135. That ties in neatly with the next loggings alphabetically from Madagascar. Ron Howard says, 6135 Radio Madagascar, April 20th, very decent reception. It's simply amazing what can be heard when the North Korean jamming is off the air, as it was today. From 1240 to 1340, it started out poor but improved up to fair reception with a nice variety of music, African and French. Time pips at 1300. His local sunrise came at 1326, while their sunset was at 1435 UT. As a result, Manuel Meneth in Spain also checked 6135 2 days later, April 22nd, via remote in South Africa, and was hearing it with a fair signal from 1330 until off at 1455, when they were about to open 5009 0.9. Mudron says, on April 21st and 22nd, I found the North Korean jamming of 6135 had returned, blocking the frequency. So my good reception of Madagascar on April 20th was a one-day-only event. Ike Beerwerd in Germany was also using the TWR remote receiver in South Africa to listen to both those Madagascar frequencies, hearing them in the morning and afternoon on April 14th and 18th. Now to Malaysia, Sarawak FM on 9835. Ron Howard reports that April 19th, after 10:11 UT, with reception well above the norm in vernacular with pop songs. Dan Schutte in California also reports 9835. April 18th, at 12:12, improved over the previous day when the carrier was only at an imaginary level. This time it was above the noise, so I could hear some chat in Malay, apparently with bits of pre-Ramadan info. Also April 21st, he heard it, before and after 13 UT, with national news and then recitation. The other, only other active Malay frequency, 11665 YFM, is reported by Dan Schutte on April 18th at 12:41, just barely audible. Another change in the nominal schedule of Mexico's only shortwave station, 6185 Radio Educación. Manuel Mendez in Spain hears from Julián Santiago Díaz de Bonilla in Mexico City that the new schedule is 22 until 10 UT instead of from 22:08. But it still has transmitter problems, a strong carrier but very weak audio. He was able to hear it using a remote receiver in Brownsville, April 21st, between 09:01 and 10 UT. I noticed that their IDs, even on shortwave, always proclaim a power of 100,000 watts. That's, of course, referring to medium wave 1060 XEEP. But they are supposed to cut to only 20,000 watts at night and go directional. I have no idea which way. It certainly is no dominant signal here. Bill Harms in Maryland says, received the following in a quick email reply from the Voice of Mongolia for an email reception report sent to the station for 20 April. Hello, Mr. Bill Harms. Because of heightened state and lockdowns in Mongolia, we can't send you QSL card right at this moment. We will send you a verification card as soon as possible. Hope you understand. Thanks for writing and have a nice day. Radio New Zealand International still has two functional shortwave transmitters, but normally uses only one of them due to expenses. However, Dan Schutte in California was hearing them on two frequencies at once. April 19th, after 0555, 11725 is scheduled, and also on 9700. I was hearing NZ on 11725, April 21st, with time signal at 0600 and news. So they were propagating once again, and achieved the status of being the strongest signal on the band by far, and virtually the only one at that time. Even the 9 MHz band was mostly empty except for domestic stations. Voice of Nigeria normally has a very big signal on 7254.9, starting just before 06 UT. However, I was hearing none of it on April 20th. It was again heard on April 21st. That may have been due to a geomagnetic storm on the 20th, which took forecasters by surprise, according to spaceweather.com via Mike Terry. Osamaniv in BC notes, Antichrist Pirate, station YHWH 7475, UT April 22nd, cutting off the air at 0345, apparently with some transmitter problems. A bit of internet research reminds us that, since he was once busted by the FCC, Josiah is actually Martin Keith Elliott, with two L's and two T's. He has had numerous addresses in California, mostly P.O. boxes, including Inyo Kern, Lake Isabella, Johannesburg, Lone Pine, Nyland, Independence, Modesto, and Turlock. If you hear an African language 68 or 69 hertz above the proper frequency, it's probably the VOA São Tomé relay. On April 16th, I had them on 15460.068, which would be the Shona service until 1859, and also April 19th at 1506 Hausa on 15460.069. Another one likely to be off-frequency is Saudi Arabia. I had the Quran service April 21st at 1732, 55 hertz above 15205, while the general service in Arabic at 1734 was on 15434.986, somewhat wobbly. Bruce Churchill in California reports on his two-way contacts with Somalia's shortwave station, Warsan Radio 7750. USB. He was hearing it April 16th at 1820 UT via remote receiver in New Zealand, and at the same time talking to Mr. Omar Hassan at Warsan Radio on WhatsApp. He said the transmitter is Maritime Mobile ICOM ICM 700, capable of 150 watts, but likely less than 100. The antenna described as four wires, each 9 meters, with a 20-meter cable. Whatever it is, it works with a consistent USB signal in New Zealand on most days. The sign-off was just after 1900, about 30 minutes early. If you hear Chinese-ish on a frequency about 48 hertz on the plus side, chances are it's the U.S. AGM via a station in the Northern Mariana Islands. In this case, Tinian, April 16th at 1446, 49 hertz above 13795, and April 18th at 1450, 47 hertz above 13575, Radio Free Asia. Much further off frequency is the voice of Turkey, where something's always erroneous at Emirlair. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight reported April 18th, hearing them on 9780 instead of scheduled 9460 after 18 UT. Later that day, and billed off at 2059, I was tracking them, varying as I tried to listen between 9791.40 and 9791.22. Via Mike Terry, sad news from the press about the founder of Radio Caroline has passed away, Ronan O'Reilly. If you spell his name properly, you should be able to search it out. It's O'Rahilly. The single-letter beacon A in CW I last logged on February 21st. I band scan across 2097.3 almost every night, and finally I'm hearing it again, April 19th at 0610, and again on the 21st. You must listen for at least 10 seconds, the intervals between sending the dial. Though Ivanov notes some frequency changes for Voice of America's relatively new Rohingya service for those persecuted refugees from Myanmar. It's Monday through Friday at 11:30 to 12 UT. 9350 replaces 9310 via Thailand, and 11700 replaces 11570 via Philippines, and it remains via Thailand on 12030. The same half hour on Saturdays and Sundays, however, carries VOA Learning English. World of Radio Monitoring, due to an error on my part, the first two airings via WRMI on Friday and UT Saturday last week replayed the previous week's show number 2029 instead of the new 2030. I hope you're able to catch 2030 on some other broadcast. If not, find the podcast. Jim Salmon told the British DX Club, I've started a new little project tied in with Radio Emma Talk, the Radio Emma Talk World Service, a 30-minute monthly program looking at the magic of radio and the story of station 2MT. There will be shortwave broadcasts covering America, Australia, and Europe. And now Richard Langley has the details, schedules to start UT Thursday, April 30th at midnight via WRMI 9955. By UT Friday, April 17th at 0121, WBZQ was back on 5130. It had been off for maintenance since April 11th, and it was carrying Hal Turner with apparently expanded schedule. The substitute frequency, 6160 variable, was also still on in parallel. It was not on the following Sunday evening, UT Monday, for Area 51 and World of Radio, but 6160 variable was again on Tuesday evening, UT Wednesday, for Amateur Radio Roundtable at 0127, along with 5130. The higher frequency varied quite a bit from 6159.9 down to 6159.7. WHRI apparently uses 9840 only on weekends. I heard it Sunday, April 19th at 1330. But there was a light interference from a heterodyne on the low side, which no doubt was Voice of Vietnam, which has always been off frequency, such as 9839.7, also logged earlier by Wolfgang Büschel. So despite the close relationship between WHRI, which relays Voice of Vietnam, in this case they're interfering with each other. This probably applies to more and more stations with a format of sports talk, but Matt Kickbush forwards an allaccess.com story about WAUK 540 in Milwaukee, which has been ESPN radio, but lately they've converted to carrying Sirius XM, Doctor Radio, and the Coronavirus Channel. Listening to WCCO 830 Minneapolis, April 17th at 0614, I was surprised to hear an ID. It's 102.9, The Wolf. It's not a mere translator, but a 100-kilowatt apparently related station with a country format, KMNB. 1520 KOKC Oklahoma City remains only 10 kilowatts instead of licensed 50. And April 20th at 0607, it was being torn up by Sports Talk, which proved to be, no doubt, according to listings, KOLM, Rochester, Minnesota, which I've heard interfering with KOKC many times before. For a while, they had authorization to run low power, but it now sounds like they were back to their 10-kilowatt day power at night. At that time, between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern, the CBS Sports Radio Network is carrying After Hours with Amy Lawrence, probably their only female host. She was talking, instead of sports, about hanging greeting cards behind her video. The harmonics put out by Radio Vanuatu have proved to be quite the sensation among Pacificans, Ron Howard in California, and those using remote receivers. In fact, even I could hear just barely audible carriers on two of them, 7890 and 11835, the second and third multiples of 3945. That was April 19th at 0606. And some other reports by those hearing them much better, of course, starting with Ron Howard. April 18th, amazed at 0413 when I tuned in, to find I could easily tell Radio Vanuatu was on 11835, mixing with CNR2 China. Until 0500, woman and man chatting in vernacular, except for a brief break for an ID at 0430. After 05, nonstop pleasant Pacific Islands pop songs. He tuned out at 0530. The primary frequency, 3945, was not heard, while 7890 was only a weak carrier. But 11835, truly a unique frequency. Bruce Churchill in California says 11835 was armchair level tonight to the VE6JY Kiwi site at Edmonton, Alberta. Tune at 0530 S4, improved to S5 after 0545. China Business Radio was weak underneath, but only from 535 to 545, at which time it became nothing but Vanuatu, still going strong at 0630. Reminded me of the excellent Pacific propagation from Tahiti on 25 meters in the good old days. This channel sounded like a fundamental and not a harmonic. Somehow, Vanuatu has figured out how to get three channels for the price of one transmitter. And Rob Wagner in Australia replied to Ron Howard, Radio Vanuatu is now truly an international broadcaster. At 0120 April 19th, heard on 11835 and 15780, plus a soft carrier on 7890, no propagation on 3945 in the middle of the day. Matt Francis in Sydney tells us, Radio Vanuatu delivering value for money. April 19th, good level on 7890 from 0703 tune in with light pops and a national news hour after an ID at 0705 referring to shortwave and medium wave. Out of time, but many more reports of this on the WRIO group. Propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder issued April 20th. Geomagnetic fields reaching active levels on April 27th, A and K indices of 10 and 4, and May 5th, 12 and 4. Solar flux stuck at 69. I am feeling better now. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2031 with a standard disclaimer.